Standing in that silent hall, waiting for that final call. Says he doesn't love me anymore. Shaking hands, I pack a bag. Trembling voice, I call a cab. Slowly I start walking to the door. Peterbilts and a traffic fight. Getting through these doors has been so slow. LA International Airport, where the big jet engines roar. LA International Airport, I won't see him anymore. Stewardess in a mini skirt, a hippie in a leather shirt, started on the way to Naples Road. While I'm wondering where it's at, I see a Paris diplomat. College kids are trying to get back home. Baggage cart goes quickly by. I see my case and I start to cry. Stumble to the lounge to be alone. While I'm trying to get some rest, I bite my lips and try my best to fight the pain that's making me leave home. LA International Airport, where the big jet engines roar. LA International Airport, I won't see him anymore. With silver wings across the sky, paper trails that wave goodbye to those below who've got to stay at home. I wish that I had flown at night, so I could take that champagne flight, rid myself of every tear I own. Soaring high above the heavens in a 747, fighting back the tears that curse my eyes. Captain's voice so loud and clear amplifies into my ear, assuring me I'm flying friendly skies. LA International.
Well, that was Susan Ray kicking us off there for this edition number 21 of the Listener's Choice section, as we say hello to everybody, and we send that particular song out to Cindy in Pittsburgh. Thanks for requesting that one, Cindy. That's a good one. Susan had a lot of good material out in her fine career. This tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. And you can also send us requests. Obviously, you can send them when you send the tape back. Put them at the beginning of track one. You can also get them to us by sending us email at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Or you can call us at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. Well, as usual, we've got a ton of requests to get on and some other stuff we want to play for you also. So let's get started with it. And I'm going to start out with one that Deanna Coburn in Salt Lake City, Utah. We've been promising you some Tater for a long, long time here. So Deanna's a big Tater fan, and we're going to have one of Tater's ballads right now, one of the older ballads that he did, way, way, way back. And by the way, Tater had a little mini stroke here not too long ago and seems to be doing well now, but he had some capillaries burst in the top of his head and caused a mini stroke, or some mini strokes, and it actually happened at the Opry. I did not hear it, but it did, and so I don't know how much longer he'll be able to perform on the Opry, but he is now as we speak, and seems to be doing fine. Anyway, here's that promised song from Little Jimmy Dickens, and a real, real pretty love song called We Could.
If anyone could find the joy that true love brings a girl and boy, we could and I. If anyone could ever say that their true love was here to stay, we could, you and I. When you're in my arms, I know you're happy to be there. And just as long as I'm with you, I'm happy anywhere. If anyone could pray each night to thank the Lord that all is right, we could, you and I. I'm happy anywhere. If anyone could pray each night to thank the Lord that all is right, we could, you and I.
Well, of course, that's Sonny and Bobby, the Osborne brothers, there, and we'll send that one out to Kathy Harris in England, and she wanted to hear something by the Osborne brothers, and she didn't tell me what she wanted to hear, and that's always dangerous, because I start playing favorites when when you don't tell me what you want to hear, and that's exactly what I did. That's probably my all-time favorite cut by the Osborne brothers. That was from an old MGM album from back in the very early 60s, I guess, and thing called White Season Changes You. That has been recorded by others probably most notably by Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, and they did a nice job on it, but not that good in my opinion. That was a fantastic performance on record. Sonny and Bobby, the Osborne Brothers. Well, we're going to play one for you now that's a real pretty one, and get out the handkerchiefs and listen to the words of this one, and see if you can capture the beauty of this next song. And here it is right here. I hope you enjoy it.
Crossing the highway late last night, he shoulda looked left and he shoulda looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your window and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see.
Well, of course, just teasing you a little bit there. That was our comedy for this time. We always like to get in a little comedy on the listener's choice section, and that was our comedy for this time, all about the dead skunk in the middle of the road. Hope somebody liked that one. Here is one from Alan Jackson.
Well, tonight if you turn your radio on, you might hear a sad, sad song about someone who lost everything they had. It may sound like me, but I'm a little bluer than that. When you look out in the morning, you might see clouds rolling by like memories and a big old sky above you looking back. You may think of me, but I'm a little bluer than that. Where did we go wrong? I wish I knew. It haunts me all the time. Now wherever I go and whatever I do, You're always on my mind. I can picture you in his arms tonight. As for me, it don't feel right to let us fade like some old photograph. It may work for you, but I'm a little bluer than that. I knew it haunts me all the time. Now wherever I go and whatever I do, you're always on my mind. So tonight if you turn your radio on, you might hear a sad, sad song about someone who lost everything they had. May sound like me, but I'm a little bluer than that. You may think of me, but I'm a little bluer than that.
Alan Jackson, as we said, and I'm a Little Bluer Than That. That song was written by a girl out of Nashville, a songwriter out of Nashville named Irene Kelly. And she has a recording of it on her album, did a really nice job with the song, and she performed it on the Opry one night. And Alan heard it on the Opry and called her up the next day and said, "Hey, I'd like to record that song." And imagine that made her very, very happy and probably put a few beans on the table or bought her a hamburger or two or something, too. So that was real good. And I thought Alan did a wonderful job with it. That is from his Drive album. I'm a Little Bluer Than That. Well, let's get our new one in here this time. We always like to get a new cut, if we can, that's appropriately country on the Listener's Choice magazine, and we're going to do that right now. This one comes to us from a new group out there called Hot Apple Pie, and they have I believe it's a self-titled album. The leader of Hot Apple Pie is a guy named Brady Seals, who used to be with the Little Texas group. And to answer what is probably already some of your question, I do not know if Brady Seals is related in any way to Dan and Jim or not. I assume so, but I don't know that at all. Maybe we can find out. But this is a really good album. It's got, if you've heard some of the singles from it, some of you may think, "Wow, I don't like that at all. That's too up and too different, and I don't like that at all." But it's got some really, really good. I even like their up-tempo songs, the stuff they're releasing. But it's got some really, really good, nice, slow stuff on it, and this is one of them, what we're going to play right now. This is Hot Apple Pie with a little help from Willie. And see what you think about this one.
Watching the neon flicker, familiar smell of liquor. Late and no one knows my name or face. Think I found the perfect place to disappear.
Me and Freddie Fender, the bartender, the last teardrop falls and the couple on the floor. Hearts that can't recover, we understand each other behind those swinging doors.
I just need some time to think, something strong to drink, a moment to recall.
with this kind of hurt. Sometimes the whiskey works, sometimes it don't at all. But at least I'm slowing down the fall. This is my chair and table. Sometimes I'm even able to control my life.
Yeah, now and then I forget the shape I'm in, but it all begins again tomorrow night.
When I need some time to think, something strong to drink, a moment to recall. With this kind of hurt, sometimes the whiskey works, sometimes it don't at all. But at least I'm slowing down the fall. Just need some time to think, something strong to drink, a moment to recall. With this kind of hurt, sometimes the whiskey works, sometimes it don't at all. But at least I'm slowing down the fall. At least I'm slowing down the fall.
I'd Choose You Again from the Forrester Sisters there, and boy, didn't they have some nice, nice stuff, and that's certainly one of them. We'll send that out to Marilyn from Missouri. She wanted to hear that. Thank you, Marilyn, for that request. Good song. Well, folks, I need to stop the music here for a few minutes and take care of a little house cleaning, and this is never fun, but I've got to do it. There are a couple of things that have come up over the past few weeks that need to be taken care of, so we're going to do it, and hopefully we won't have to again. First of all, let me remind you that we do not return phone calls. We give you the number for requests and requests only, and we do not return phone calls, and that will not change. Let me say, first of all, that 99.9% of my members understand this and abide by it, and it's wonderful. But we've had one or two who have really given us some problems here lately with phone calls, calling entirely too often for nothing, and basically demanding to speak to us live. And when you demand to speak to us live, let me assure you that doesn't do anything for us except make us delete your message and forget you ever called. You're not in control. We do not return phone calls. That's a policy that we started when we started doing this magazine. It continues, and it will continue. And that is for one really good reason. Marilyn and I and Jay do this magazine strictly in our spare time. We do have other lives besides the listener's choice. And though it would be fine to talk with you, tape with you, that sort of thing, we just don't have the time to do it. If we returned your phone calls, or if we answered tapes and that sort of thing, we would by no means have time to do this magazine. So we choose to do the magazine instead, and we're not going to return calls, and I hope I never have to say that again. If it becomes a major problem, then simply the number for request will be deleted. And I don't want to do that because I like it when you call in your request by phone. But we don't return phone calls, period. Close subject. Amen. Okay? That I hope for the last time. Now, there have been some of you this time who have contacted us and let us know that you had not received your July issue of the Listener's Choice magazine. Well, there's a good reason for that. There is no July issue. So let me, and I may not have done this. I may have been neglectful in this myself, because I'm not sure that I've ever actually gone in, or certainly not since the membership has grown as much as it has, and stated when the issues probably were coming out. And this isn't written in stone, but it's normally when they come out. It normally comes out every 2 months. And generally speaking, the issues come out in December, February, April, June, August, and October. So there really is a good reason why you didn't get the July issue, because it didn't exist, okay? Now, the other really important thing that needs to be addressed here is the thing of international members. And unfortunately, we are going to have to drop our international service. We aren't sending that many out, and but we are sending a few to Canada, and one to some other country, and for the life of me, I can't think where right now. But we're sending a couple more out. And the new policy is this. If you are currently receiving this tape in another country, then as long as you are receiving this tape, okay, and there's not a problem, we will continue sending it to you. We will not take new subscriptions internationally. There's a reason for this. We have had very few lost tapes since we've been doing this, and we've been doing it now for over 3 years. We haven't had that many lost mailers. The ones we have had, clearly and simply, are from other countries. It's sad but true. And, you know, it's just a difference in the mail. Sometimes I think it's that they don't understand free matter, and that fouls them up. Sometimes various things happen, but we use the same cards, so we know the address is right, and we have had the lost tapes that we have had have been for that reason, going to other countries. And we simply choose not to do that. We're sorry for our international friends. It's not a thing personally. We'd be glad to serve you if we could. But we feel that the majority rules here, if you will. And this is a U.S. magazine. And we're going to send it to our U.S. friends. And we are going to be dropping the international service on tape. Now, there are a couple of things that could happen here. First of all, and probably more importantly, if you have a way to bring the magazine down online, then you may do that by logging on to www.bluegrasspals.com, just like it sounds, and the Listener's Choice magazines will be there. You can find them. Every issue is there. The current issue will be there probably sooner than you could get this tape. Well, I know it will be there sooner than most of you will get this tape. They're always up there. They stay up there. You're welcome to bring them down. You're welcome to get a friend to bring them down. You would be welcome to get a friend, if you can, to copy the tapes for you and send them to you. That is not a problem. Or, if someone is willing to distribute the tapes in a chosen country, whether it be Canada or wherever, we could probably work out something there where we send them to one person and that person distributes them to, you know, anyone else in the country. That would mean furnishing the tapes. They would furnish the tapes for that country, the mailers, the whole bit. They would take care of it in that country. We would at least look at a situation like that. But we will not be sending them and taking new subscriptions, because it just isn't working for us, and we want to continue to have fun with this thing and for it to be a fun thing and not to have mail problems. And, of course, our policy has always been that if a tape gets lost, we replace it, the tape, the mailer, the whole bit. We can't do that anymore for our international people. Sorry about that. We really are, but because we know some of you have really enjoyed the magazine, and that's kind of a sad thing, but it's just what we have to do, okay? Well, now that we've got that all taken care of, let's get back to some more music, shall we? Had a request for something obscure from David Frizzell and Shelley West, something that didn't necessarily get airplay or anything like that. And once again, I pulled one of my favorites, and here's one. I hope you enjoy it. And here's David and Shelley to sing, "Darling, Will You Marry Me Again?"
It had been 3 years since you left me, and it was so good to see you once again. And I don't know how you knew I'd stop drinking. It felt so good, kiss and hold the kids.
Never seen so many eyes start crying
when you said,
"Darling, will you marry me again?"
Each other tightly, as if we knew the world was going to end.
Never seen so many eyes start crying
when you said,
"Darling, will you marry
will you marry me again?
Georgia, through the swamps and Everglades, there's a hole in Tiger Mountain. God help the man who gets lost in Miller's Cave. I had a girl in Waycross, Georgia, but she had unfaithful ways. Made me feel I was unwanted, like the bats and the bears in Miller's Cave. I couldn't stand the way she did me, couldn't take her low down ways. Before I stay with a cheating woman, I'll go live with the bears in Miller's Cave. I caught her out one
Sunday morning
with a man they call Big Dave.
Meanest man
in Waycross, Georgia.
Waycross,
I'd rather fight a mountain lion in Miller's Cave. I said you'll pay both you and Davey. I must see you in your graves. They laughed at me and then I shot them. I took their cheating scheme and bones to Miller's Cave. That woman made me feel unwanted, but I showed her I was brave. Most wanted man in the state of Georgia, but they'll never find me 'cause I'm lost in Miller's Cave.
Want to send that song out to Holger from Germany. Holger, as we understand it, brings our Listener's Choice magazine down every time from www.bluegrasspals.com, and we appreciate that, Holger. And he wanted to hear a song, an old song, featuring the state of Georgia, and hope that answers your request there. That, of course, being Hank Snow and Miller's Cave. And once again, we really appreciate those of you who bring us down online, and we feel like that's an important part of the magazine, and we appreciate that very much. We're glad it's been as successful as it has, and we would also remind you that the back issues are always up there, and you can bring those down anytime you want to. It's all free of charge, and it's a good way to do it if you have access to the online scene. We had a question from one of our listeners about what kind of equipment we use to do the Listener's Choice tape, and we certainly think that's a fair question and are tickled to death to answer it, and I'll see if I can do that here at the close of Side 1. We, Marilyn and I, started collecting music on open reel tape and followed that with collecting on VHS Hi-Fi, followed by DAT, followed by CD. And now, when burners came along, that was fantastic. Now, most of our music and all of it eventually will be on the computer. We have a large hard drives and all kinds of backups. Currently, we have about 1,451 or 52 albums, full-length albums, on our computer in CD quality, and programs to do with those albums and cuts as we will. And it's just a great way to make this tape and to enjoy our music in general. We have a lot more music than that that is still on tape that has not been converted yet that, as time permits, will be. But that's how we're collecting our music now. And this entire project is done each time on the computer. We use a recording system via the computer, and the entire master is done via the computer and eventually gets duplicated on to cassette. Obviously, for those of you who bring it down from online, it's directly from the computer, and you know, that takes the tape noise and everything out of it. But for the rest of you, it eventually gets dumped onto a cassette, but it all starts out up here in the studio with our mixers and compressors and that sort of thing going into the computer. And that really, at this point in time, simply makes for the best possible recording. It's really the best recording technology out there, at least as far as we're concerned. Well, that's going to do it for side one of the tape, or file one if you're with us online. Turn it over and pick us up on side two, or bring down the next file, file B, and we'll start out with some Charlie Pride, okay?